joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained.
It all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
It's Haunted Playground, right here on the Live Paranormal Radio Network. I'm your host, Sheena Metal. I'm a psychic medium. I'm an interfaith minister. I'm a 27-year talk radio host. And this is the show that you come to whether you want to talk about the afterlife or I think there's a Bigfoot in my above ground pool. Right here on Haunted Playground is where you belong. Every week I gather the brightest and the most beautiful minds and hearts and souls in the spiritual community and the paranormal community. And we talk about all things outside of the three-dimensional box. That's what Haunted Playground is about. You can find me at SheenaMetalSpiritual.com, this show at HauntedPlayground.com, and, of course, Live Paranormal at LiveParanormal.com. The radio network is syndicated to iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Podomatic, Blog Talk Radio, Player FM. There are more. I will memorize those as well. Welcome. It's wonderful to have you here. My guest today is going to do some fantastic stuff. We're going to have a blast. She's a 21-year divine astrologer, an ordained interfaith minister like myself. She is the author of two books. Her nickname is Sister Sage. Please welcome Reverend Dr. Rhonda Shinley to the show. Wonderful to have her here. How are you, my friend? It's fantastic to have you.
Hey, hey, hey. It's good to connect with you. Thank you so
it's
much
nice
for having
me on. It's nice to connect to you,
too.
Pleasure.
Yay!
Welcome.
So thank you so
I'm sort of
much.
A like a I'm sort of like a 2 cent somebody you would talk to in a bar astrologer. I know just enough about astrology to be interesting for 10 minutes when you're drunk. But but astrology to really be an astrologer, there is just so much stuff. And the more I think I've learned and the more I think I understand, it just gets crazier. So I know about the signs, right? I know about the planets. I'm trying to start to learn about the houses now. But even that just scratches the surface because then you get into the degrees of everything and the retrograde. And I understand when something's retrograde.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just – and then there's adjunct stuff. I don't know what any of that means. I sucked at geometry in high school. So I admire that you know all of this. And what was it about astrology that first interested you?
I think it always has, to tell you the truth. And listening to Dr. Louis Turi on the radio, we're going back over 21 years now, listening to him on the radio. At first I'm like, now come on, you're way too good. You're way too good. And so then I took his course in divine astrology, and because I thought, you know, this is too good to be true. And when I took it and started applying it and watching it, you know, happen in front of me with people born in a certain month and a certain year and that type of thing, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is awesome. This is really, really fun. So I think I always have been. I love metaphysics and stuff like that. I'm fascinated by, you know, natural rhythms and cycles and patterns and themes. So,
yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. it just comes with the territory. And I think you understand that because you like a lot of things that I like. So
yeah, I'm fascinated,
you know,
with all that stuff too. I'm fascinated by astrology. My mom loved astrology, and I am completely fascinated
really?
By astrology. I I know enough to be able to get through a reading with somebody who wants to ask, well, does my sign work with this person? And I can do that. But then when people mm-hmm. start really getting into it, I'm like, wow. And it's some crazy stuff, right? Like there's a place in your sign that will tell you how you'll die. I just found that out. It said I was going to die in some like tragic accident. And I'm like, oh, that's, doesn't surprise me because I've been in a lot of those. So here we go. So, yeah, there's, you know.
Here we go. Yeah. And you know, with what I do and what I practice, divine astrology, really, you're out of the mathematical jargon, Sheena. You don't even do that in what I do, what I practice. And it's based on Nostradamus' theories and principles. And in his day, he didn't have watches or computers. You know what I mean? It's like, when you looked up to the heavens and what was the constellation for that given month, this is what's really fascinating for divine astrology. How easy is that to look up and say, okay, we're in the month of January, right? And it's like, it's Capricorn. For those who know, you know, astrology to some degree, we're in the month of Capricorn. And so in divine astrology, it's the whole given month that starts your housing system. So I'm born January 30th. So people would say, you're an Aquarian, Rhonda, and I would say, yes, I am. But I'm born in the constellation of Capricorn. That's what begins my whole housing. And you talked a moment ago about, you know, what the houses mean in each area.
Yes.
All 12 houses. Yeah. So isn't that interesting? So there's no, it doesn't mean you can't arrive at the same, what do you want to call it, forecast or, you know, prediction or astrological, you know, answer to somebody. Even without using the trines and, you know, all the sextiles and all of that. You don't even need that in divine astrology. That's why I like it. So it makes it much easier. And it goes with the natural themes and rhythms, the natural. I mean, it's all natural, nature, you know. So that's why I like it. And we're in a Mercury retrograde right now, so you're talking retrograde times and all of that. We're right in the middle of it.
Oh, my God, the Mercury retrograde is going to kill us every time, right?
Don't you love it?
So explain to people who maybe are listening and are not continually suffering with the ass ache known as the Mercury retrograde, what it is and how it affects people. Because I think people hear about it a lot, Rhonda, but they don't really know what it is.
Right. Well, Mercury is what we call in Greek mythology, you know, the sign of, in Greek mythology, it rules the god, the messenger, and it rules communication and anything to do with communication, and that's radio, writing, TV, anything, social media, anything that pertains to communication. And so what begins to happen is three times a year, it goes into retrograde and things slow down in communication. And we may have miscommunication, which is really big. People have heard of that. And then you put the word, the letters R-E in front of everything. So everything is redone. You got to reset an appointment, redone, redo, refix, repair, because things are not working as normal as they normally do when Mercury is direct. So because it's affecting the communication area, right? So it affects that. And the whole idea is to slow us down, really. It's time to go within, not time to start things new. I've seen people actually, it's like clockwork, and you probably have too. I can go into like Sears or something, and people are buying new batteries because it affects clocks, watches, you know, and batteries. So people's batteries die in their car, all kinds of things like that. Why? Because it's trying to slow you down for a purpose. It's time to regroup. It's time to slow down. That's
right.
What that
right.
Means.
What about
how's
kittens?
That for an answer?
My kitten has been particularly crazy the last week. Does it affect clocks? But does it affect kittens?
Well, it affects everybody. You know, it's even the collective mind. And let me tell you something interesting. And yes, animals. So I'm going to answer you. It's not just kittens and cats. It's It's all of us. Anybody that has a brain, it affects us. It's how we think and communicate. So animals are affected too. And what happens to us as humans, get this, our conscious mind is more suppressed. And that's where we get the foggy brain. I don't know about you, Sheena, but I mean, I've had the foggy brain big time. It's like walking through molasses. I mean, it's just sludge in my thought patterns. I can't even put a sentence together sometimes. So I'm really trying hard to stay focused for you tonight because I'm heavily affected by Mercury in retrograde. But our conscious mind is suppressed and our subconscious mind is more open. And it's more open to receive downloads and our dreams are more heightened. I don't know about you, but mine are always more heightened during this time. I really get some very interesting dreams. But people tend to say they feel like they're like, you know, they can't find their car keys when they wake up. They're like still sleepy and it's noon, you know, all day. They just have this sleepy feeling. And that's the kind of feeling you may get. Some are more affected than others. And animals, yes, they are affected. Even dolphins, you know, they got that sonar in them. And this is why sometimes they beach themselves. Because their minds, their sonar is a little bit off in their
right.
In their mind. Yeah, yeah. So they beach themselves, not really realizing what they're doing. So, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a horrible time for technology, and we rely so much on technology,
yeah.
Right? And Mercury retrograde is the
right.
worst for technology. So all our computers,
you're
and our
opening
phones,
for
and
your show, right?
Right, the opening for the show. The intro went crazy and
right.
didn't play and then got really quiet and then got really loud and then got really crazy and yeah.
Yeah, right.
And then
see,
this
it just
time
shows
it was
itself
passable.
That way.
Right, doing shows right. over and over again, having a miscommunication on times. I mean, all of that stuff, right? It's a lot.
It is. It is. But there's a reason. There's a rhyme and a reason for it. And the truth is to slow down and complete things and tasks and not start things. And that's what it is,
right.
to kind of just go within. But a lot of us can't do that. We don't have the time to do that. So,
right.
Oh, yeah. So there's your Mercury in retrograde. And it does. It
yeah.
affects all kinds of things. And people are repeating themselves, redoing things, you know, rescheduling things.
Right.
I'm no different.
Right.
It's happening to me, you know. So,
yeah.
There you go.
I just, you know, it's one of those things that when I had when I had any pretense of belief that I actually had any control of my life, it was always sort of a knuckle grinder. I would always just, you know what I mean, like, oh, yeah. But you know what? Now I just go with the flow. No, somebody canceled. Oh, this didn't happen. I mean, I think that Mercury retrograde,
go.
I just kind of live day to day now. I no longer expect anything
Wonderful.
From my day except the beautiful things that spirit brings. So I notice because
yes.
of that, I'm less affected by the Mercury retrograde. The Saturn retrograde, that's a crotch puncher because that's your life lessons that keep coming back and slapping
right.
you in the face, right? And that is still hard for me because as much as I have acknowledged the hurdles and the obstacles of this lifetime, I still sometimes fight it because I'm an extreme optimist who just keeps thinking everything's going to work out okay. So Saturn retrograde is a hard one for me.
And yeah, and it is for a lot of people. And the Saturn return, you know, for people
oh.
can be very entertaining as well. And
yes.
and I happen
yes.
to see your stars. I've looked at your stars.
Oh,
you
have,
know,
you?
So,
have you astro stalked
well, you know.
Me? Are you astro stalking me?
Yes, I am. And I'm being honest because I adore you.
Okay. So,
I do.
Well, now that since you've peeped in on my life, why don't you tell me astrologically what you've seen? Now I'm fascinated. I didn't know I had a you know.
You have an astro stalker. Yes, you do. Yes.
Okay. So, what's my story?
What your story is, and you are a spiritual warrior. You're born in April, right? You're born April 2nd.
Right, April 2nd.
I don't need to say much further, but it is out there because, you know, you are kind of known out there in the world. I don't know if you know that.
You can say anything you want. I don't hide anybody who wants to astro stalk me.
I know you
don't. April 2nd, 1967, New Haven, Connecticut.
Kevin.
Feel free to astro stalk me. Oh, 4:28 p.m. Now you can do the whole thing.
Oh, good. Good. I do want that. But, you know, there's a lot of points.
You're writing it down. I can feel you. So you can go back to your lair and do more astro stalking.
Well, it's because you know, I want people to know I do follow you. I listen to your shows. I really do. So I don't want people to think I don't know anything. I have. And before I read your chart, I do want to say thank you because you've gotten me through a lot of the COVID, the shelter in place.
Thank you,
time.
Sweetheart.
I'd be listening to you I'm not kidding. Hand to God, you have been so instrumental, and people don't say that enough. You don't realize what help you do for people until they tell you. And I'm telling you. I now have an opportunity
to
tell you what it meant to me. So on that note, you are born in April in the constellation of Aries with the sun sign in Aries. And we know about our Aries people. They, you know, Aries rules the military. They are warriors. And on a higher level, they're spiritual warriors. And are you not a spiritual warrior? Come on.
Yeah, I am.
You're a
my whole life.
Warrior in your right. And that's what shows here. And it shows actually on a couple of other different fronts. But that is because your sun signs in Aries, do you realize your Saturn is in Aries too? So you could be your Saturn.
I thought my Saturn was in Taurus.
It's in Aries at 3 degrees and 42 minutes.
Oh.
It is right there.
You know what? All I can say right now is damn those internet chart things. I had always thought that my Saturn was in Taurus.
Well, no. And even if I go put in your time, and you said, what time did you say you were born?
4:28 p.m.
Okay. I want to go back in because I want to look at something else here, but I do believe that that's where your Saturn's going to be. Now, your wheel of fortune or your north node of the moon is in Taurus, and so is Venus. So, you know.
Talk about that's an ass kicker. Yeah. Because all a Taurus wants is stability, security, loyalty, dependency.
Right. Yep.
And to have that in your romantic house is like, joke's on you, kid. I mean, you know what I mean? It's a hard place to be because I always expected somebody told me once, in not a nice way, not a very nice person, that it's like I always show up with my little bouquet of daisies and my pounding heart like in the cartoon, and I always sort of walk away in tears. And I think that's very much been the case. And if it is true that my Saturn is in Aries, then that would explain, because being in Aries is like, ow, that hurts, ow, that hurts, ow, that hurts. So that kind of fits right
in
there.
And that's true. It does. It makes a lot of sense. And so that means your south node of the moon is in Scorpio. Now, this is where you become the metaphysician, and to me, you are a metaphysician.
A metaphysician who grew inside of another metaphysician who was a Scorpio. So it certainly comes to me naturally.
It very naturally. In fact, that was a lot of your past life. It was. So because it's in your eighth house, of legacy and, witchcraft residue, your life and legacy, it's in your eighth house. So, and then in your 12th house where you have, when you were born, Mercury and Chiron in Pisces. Now this is where, to me, your mediumship comes in, because Pisces rules the subconscious already. And then Mercury, mm-hmm. which rules communication, right? So, I mean, this is a part of you. This is literally, you're coming into this world, and with Chiron, which is what I term as the wounded healer, you're out there helping your people. Spirit, see this? You're a spiritual warrior with a you're a metaphysician with your psychic abilities in your 12th house. It just shows up in this 3-point beautiful, you know, space here. It's gorgeous. I mean, this is why. But it doesn't mean you haven't come in with hardships. You're here to learn. And let me tell you something. Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah. And you know what? When you come in and you're born in the month of April, that tells me you've completed a cycle. Because Pisces, is the last sign of the zodiac, right? So you finished a cycle. Think of being in grade school, then junior high, then high school, college, okay? So you come back into this particular lifetime because you completed a cycle. You're on another level. And what happens, do you think, on the hero's journey, Sheena? You're smart.
Mm-hmm.
What happens?
Right.
Right?
Right.
I mean,
many crotch punches, Grasshopper.
Right on. Right. Right.
Seriously. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So you get it. You get it. So when you come back, and it's like, I know I've done this before, but what the heck? What the heck is this? Right? So it
right.
makes
yes.
you feel like there's some mental crap that's come your way. And I've heard you talk so lovingly about your mother, you know, and I believe that's what has helped you with this being a metaphysician and your abilities. That's my opinion of listening to you. I'm thinking, oh, thank God she had somebody that loved her and nurtured this part of her. Because to me, it's such a, I don't know what the word is, and maybe you can help me with the word. It's like a responsibility when you have this gift, this ability, this wisdom, because it's so easy to have people come in and talk shit to you, talk crap to you, right? I mean, and put you down for this, right? And even make you question yourself or your sanity of being that way.
Sure.
And I'm grateful that to your mom. Thank you to mom, really. Thank you to mom for that. So you're born 4/20. I wanted to get in the time. So I got your date. Okay, I wanted to get in the time and see if that changes anything in the software program. Okay, so, but you, and I think Aries rules the brain, and with Saturn there, you know, so to me it's like truly hard lessons, you know. It's like, do you feel like you're being the spiritual warrior? It's like, yeah, no. Yeah, you show your warrior self, but at the same time, it's like, I'll put that finger in that light socket maybe just one more time and I'll beat it.
I feel like being a spiritual warrior sometimes is there's a serial sign on your back that says, Namaste, kick me. You know what I mean? I'm spending so much time my whole life helping and healing other people, right? And you would think as a healer that you would have an easier time because you're devoting your time to other people. But no, your lessons are visceral and real too. And I think this has been very much a life for me of everything that I put out and give to others has been wonderful. But a lot of things about my own life, relationships with people, health problems, you know, there's been a lot of challenges for me. In my life and in my work, when it's my own life, that's where all the challenges are. In work, everything is lovely, but the challenges for me are. I had a friend once
that
said to me,
"Healer,
and that's Chiron is the wounded healer.
And you have Mars in Libra when you were born, and you know probably enough about Mars that it can be the war sign, but it's also the desire principle, you know, and it's in Libra, and Libra rules relationships, and that's your seventh house of how you face the world. So, you know, there is some, like, it could be verbal war, it could be emotional war, it could be physical war, you know. It's not just
somebody
one
told
thing.
Me once, and this really applies now to my clients and my spiritual practice, but somebody told me once in the days when I was only working in entertainment that, because Libra is the scale, right, the balance, that Mars in Libra was sort of how I could work with creative people and not kill myself or others. So that ability
you
to sort
of. You're not like kind
of
like that.
You know, and it's true. It's really true because other people get so angry about things, and I just will sort of.
Right.
I outgrew my Aries temper about the time I
Good
went to college.
Good for you.
And for me, it's that always kind of trying to find that balance and work. And, you know, going from the entertainment world into the spiritual world was like out of the frying pan into the fire. It's just as much crazy. Yeah. It's just you wear a different robe. And so I think that's really it, that I have an ability to just sort of go, well, you know, okay. Whereas I think
and
other
I'm
people
glad that you do.
Sweat the small stuff. But then I think that's another challenge being a healer, right? That sometimes when you're not sweating the small stuff, people who do sweat the small stuff get angry at you for not sweating the small stuff. As if sweating the small stuff is some kind of Kool-Aid we all need to drink, right?
Yeah, I think you got it. I think you got it down well there. Exactly. And it's part of something in your stars that's the whole idea for you in your seventh house of business partners facing the world is Libra. So finding those people born in October are very helpful to you on the average. That's the general rule, Sheena, is those born in October, they need to be on the same frequency, and you know what I'm talking about as you.
Yes, sure.
But they can be very good. And you want to know something so divine and interesting is that when you were born, you were born with the dragon's head in Taurus and the tail in Scorpio, which I've told you, that's the north and south node of the moon. Where do you think out in the universe it is right now? Where do you think it is right now, out in the heavens, where it is now?
Probably in one
so
of those
happens.
Things.
Yes. Dragon return. So this was this was meant to be that you and I were to talk. I feel it so strongly. That started, Sheena, on December 22nd, 2021. I mean, I'm getting down to you know, dates here. So that's when it began. And so I mean, so you're in the middle of this, you know, your second and eighth house, according to divine astrology. It's touching your second house of money and self-esteem and material possessions, as well as your eighth house of legacy. So some changes are coming in. They are definitely happening, and it will last for 18 months. And if you want, can I ask you this cool question? And this could be to
you
your
can
listeners
ask me anything.
As well.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Sure.
I love you. You're so cool. You're so cool.
Anything goes here.
Oh, I love it. So the last time that this dragon's head out in the universe, not your when you were born, but out in the universe, the last time it was in Taurus and Scorpio, it was May 13th, 2003 to November 30th, 2004. So if anybody out there that's listening, you go back to those dates and figure out what was happening to you, maybe insight into what's going to be happening over the next 18 months for you, 18 and a half months. There will be a little insight in there. Have you grown? Have you healed? Were you moving at that time?
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, were you going to see?
I was just really realizing at that time that I had entered into such an extremely toxic relationship with a malignant narcissist that I had no idea how to get out of. Yeah.
That
was when it really started to get ugly. Yeah.
Yeah. See, this comes back around, and really what the divine is saying from the last time this was there, that's really all it's saying is, what have you learned? Have you healed from it? Do you need to change from it? What do you need to change? And I love that. So when I'm doing readings with my clients, this is what I say. We go back to the last time it was there, and this gives a little insight. Have you grown from it? Have you healed from it? Have you learned from it? What do you need to know? And I love that. It's just a course correction. It's to help you grow, to see if you've grown. Don't you like that? Don't you think that is the coolest thing?
Yeah, I love that very much.
That's why I love what I do. It's why you love what you do. I'm passionate and love what I do. This is how I go out and help people, you know, to show them that it can be done. And they get all excited because they're making these great epiphanies and, you know, these connections. And I'm thinking, well, you've got an opportunity here, you know. And so you do
fantastic.
Too.
Yeah.
You can see what's happening in your current relationship. Can you see the difference? Right?
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's
interesting.
What's happening.
Okay, that's fascinating.
It's you can see your own growth. You can see what is it, what's coming up. And sometimes it will bring up old stuff, Sheena. It will.
Sure.
It'll bring it up. You'll bump it. You know, it's like, oh, you know, I can recognize a narcissist from 500 miles away. I can see you coming. You know. Thank you. You've taught me. Okay, I've hit my head up against the wall hard enough. I think I got it. I think I've learned. I think I got it now. And this is where it is for you. This is where it is for the next 18 and a half months, but it takes 18 and a half years to come back around. Yeah. 18 and a half years was the last time. Yeah. See?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because, I mean, you think 2003 and 4, you would, I was sitting here thinking, well, that wasn't that long ago. Oh, my gosh. 18 and a half years ago? Holy smoke.
You know what's really interesting is during that time period, one of the best things that happened was I got a cat that was very much a soulmate of mine. And she just passed
in
November.
That was Molly,
mm-hmm.
the Oracle cat.
Yeah. I got Molly in May 5th of 2004.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my
mm-hmm.
God.
Interestingly, there was a separation with the narcissist, at which point I should have said, bye-bye. But when the narcissist came back, because they always come back, I went, okay, you know. So then I was plunged into a deeper hell, and I think Molly was sort of there to protect me through that.
Yes.
Interestingly enough, now that it's done, right, it's going to come back, and you said every 18 years or another 18 years from now?
It's back now from 18 and a half years ago.
Okay.
And so
now,
it will take 18 and a half years. Yeah. Yeah.
18
you got it right.
Years, almost to the day. So I got her on May 3rd, actually. April 7th, I got Cullen 18 years later. So now I'm starting that cycle all over again with a brand new cat. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, my. See?
Right? Another protector has come just when I need it.
Oh, whoa. Mm-hmm. Whoa. Right?
And I know she comes and she talks to him because for Christmas, my girlfriend's daughter got me one of those photo pillows of Molly, and I have it on the headboard. And he sits there at night, and he stares at it. And I know it's because he knows her, because there's another cat pillow here, just of a random cat. That's how I got him. If you don't want to get a new cat, Rhonda, don't put a cat pillow on top of a selenite wand, because one manifests. But he never even looks at that pillow, pays any attention to it, walks over it. He will not pass the Molly pillow. He stands there very reverent, and he won't push it out of the way. And I know it's because she comes and visits him and is kind of giving him the what for and coaching him through his kittenship. Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Have you dreamt of Molly? Has she
always
come to you in dreams? Because my cats have, the ones that have passed.
Always.
They
come
to
my mom.
Really?
Still.
And your mom. Oh, I'm just so happy for that. Oh, my gosh. That is big. So this cat, you got another cat. Is that what you said? So it's 18?
Right. Oh. So Molly was a Scorpio, interestingly enough. She was a Halloween Scorpio. This little bugger is an Aries, 2 days after me, April 4th, born on Easter Sunday. And he is a spiritual warrior to the nth power, this little guy. Like, he is always trying to find ways to make people feel better. He's, my girlfriend is kind of a very food aggressive shepherd pit mix who, sweet girl, but she's freaked out, always wants food. And, I was in the closet where they keep the treats. Interestingly enough, getting batteries that had miraculously died last week. And I left the closet door open a tiny bit while I was replacing the batteries in the TV remote. He went in the closet, little Cullen, went in the closet, got Luna's treats, not his own treats. He got her treats and took the bag and dropped it at her feet and gave them to her.
Oh, my God.
This little spiritual warrior and what his story. He's a fantastic, amazing little dude.
Oh, that is so cute. That is cute.
Yeah.
Just like you.
Right? Mommy's
and
a helper.
The Oracle cat, you know? So it's like, oh, my gosh. And see, I do believe that the animals take on the personalities of the zodiac. I'm not kidding you. I really believe that. I see the little Aries I in my cat, you know. I mean, it's just amazing to watch. So I don't think it affects the world. It affects the people collectively. It affects animals. And I've watched it. I've watched it for 21 years and knowing that.
Yeah.
So it's just fascinating to me to see that. It's just amazing. So, yeah. So you're getting a little bit of taste of divine astrology tonight.
About the 18-year cycles, and I think that is so interesting. It's exactly the difference between these two cats, almost to the month.
Both
of them falling in the middle of that time period. So how long does it go this time? What is it called?
This is the dragon's head and tail. So
in Scorpio and Taurus, and might have the head in Scorpio, head in Taurus, and the tail in Scorpio, vice versa.
Yeah, and that's where it's in the heads in Taurus, tails in Scorpio, and that happens to be where it is out in the universe right now. Yeah.
It's a dragon return. Is that what it's called?
Yes, I call it the dragon return because it's landing on your natal. Dragon's head and tail.
Wow. Yeah. And how long will that go for?
18 and a half months. And I can give you exact dates. December 22nd.
It started on December 22nd. Okay.
Yep. 2021. And it will go to June 25th, 2023. 18 and a half months.
Good.
See, it gives you this time period. I'm good with dates. I tell people this is what to look for.
You are.
I love looking at this. Every time I've looked at it for me, even when, you know, what was happening to me 18 and a half, you know, years ago and what's happening now, and I do it with every cycle, you know, like the next one, it will be in Aries and Libra, by the way. So, you know, I just look at it so you just watch it. You just, you know, and each time it changes, I go back, and you can go back 36 years. You see what I mean? You can keep going back 18 and a half years, then 18 and a half years before that. You'll start seeing patterns show up. And this is one that you can go look and see what was happening 18 and a half years ago, whether it was regarding the economy. Or look at what's happening now. Scorpio rules money, IRS, taxes, the economy, stock market. All of that, you're going to see a total restructure going on in the next 18 and a half months. What's going to precipitate it? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Like
I don't know. Global pandemic, perhaps?
Just maybe, you know, inflation. I mean, come on. I mean, $8.15 for a pack of hamburger or bacon. You know,
yeah.
So something's
it's
about
getting
to
crazy,
change,
right?
The
food inflation
is
getting insane. I noticed even the prices when you in restaurants and in, I mean, it's insane.
It is. And there's something that's going to precipitate this change. I feel there's going to be maybe some changes in the tax laws, IRS, stock market. I really do. This is where it typically happens, is during this particular cycle. Taurus rules money and securities, right?
Right.
And so does Scorpio. In a different sense, it's the one that rules like your mortgages and taxes and insurances of all kinds.
Mm.
So that's Scorpio.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the last
Don't you
thing
find
I would think
fascinating?
Would rule that kind of stuff. Yeah, absolutely. I would think Capricorn would rule that stuff. To put your mortgage and your taxes and your insurance in the hands of a Scorpio, okay.
They're good at it, too. Trust me.
Yeah, my mom
That's exactly what they
it.
Do.
She was good at it. Yeah.
Your mom?
Yeah. Oh, she was good at that stuff, but she hated it. She hated everything that wasn't what she called living in the fairy garden, but she did it. She was good at it, but she was disgruntled about it.
Yeah.
Some people, it's really their wheelhouse,
because
numbers and.
Right. And I tend to say that, you know, there's this spectrum, like, you know, like you're a spiritual warrior versus being someone that wants, you know, military salute, you know, and Aries really, it does rule the military. It rules the general.
If you really want to salute me, it's okay. I won't say no. If you need, to salute me, I'm all good. Yeah, no, I agree. Right. There are different kinds of Aries, right? I mean, I think that
there you go.
Aries get a bad rap, but you know, right?
That's right.
If you watch the History Channel, Jesus was an Aries. Not
there
to say
is,
I'm an
girl.
Aries, that I'm like Jesus, but Hitler was almost an Aries. He was a cuspy Taurus. So I always say, like, that's the thing about being an Aries, either you're Jesus or you're Hitler. And it's kind of true. We tend to be very polarized, and we're either very much for good or very much for not or just for ourselves.
There you go. And here's my philosophy on this when it comes to astrology and the stars. I tend to say if you're an old soul, if you've been around a lot of times, you are evolving, let's say, on the Aries spectrum. You're going from the military, you know, that – to working towards the spiritual warrior, where you're trying to work that out, evolving it and making it better and it's how you use your energy. You know, it's a karmic thing. It's like, how are you going to use this energy? It's given to you. How are you going to use it? Aries rules fire. Are you going to go light a fire to make some s'mores and we could sit around and have a good campfire? Or are you going to go light somebody's house on fire? I mean, what's it going to be? You have a choice. You see what I'm saying? So it's choice and your gifts and abilities. And you know what happens to people when they don't use, you know, there's consequences to when you don't use things correctly. So
absolutely,
that's the way it is. Yeah. Yeah.
And then you have that right? There's good and bad in every sign. There's good and bad in every chart.
Yes.
Ultimately, people make the decision to walk in the light or
That's
to not.
Right.
And so you can't say, oh, God, another so-and-so, because everybody that's that sign is not like that. So you have to be, you know what I mean? Ultimately, free will gives us the right to be complete and utter assholes if we choose.
There it is.
So
that's
you can't
it.
Blame someone's astrology for that, you know?
That's right. Because I can go talk to many Aries people, and I can figure out rather quickly, are they a newcomer, when I say that, to the world, to Earth, or have they been around the block so many times? And you know, I believe in reincarnation. I do. One, because I've had a near-death experience. Touch the hand of
me
God
too,
and
me
back
too.
While fighting stage. There you go. Then you know.
Yeah.
And I did it while fighting stage 3 breast cancer. You know, I had an allergic reaction, died, came back. And so the thing is when you're talking to somebody, you know if they've been around, an old soul. You know, it's like, I've met little kids that I think are old souls. It's like, boy, you are really,
right.
just know.
I know.
And those new
I know a 9-month kitten that I can tell you is an old soul sleeping right next to me right now.
There you go. There you go.
Full of benevolent wisdom.
It.
Like I wish a lot of people I know in their 40s and 50s should have to take a class from 9-month-old Cullen.
Right.
Seriously.
I believe you.
If you are not as kind as Cullen, you cannot ride this ride.
That's it. This is not a Disneyland ride. You know,
exactly.
E-ticket. No.
It's only for the kind.
That's right. Oh, gosh. That is so cool to have that cat like that. That is just so sweet, and I'm just so grateful.
He's a magic man.
Know. Oh, so cute. Glad to hear that. And so what else can I answer for you? I love this. I think
we're almost out of time, sweetheart. We're totally almost out of time, but I want to know, tell us something good about 2022, because I know people need to hear good things right now.
Totally. The lucky planet of Jupiter is in the sign of Pisces. What I want to encourage everybody to do, Pisces is a very imaginative and creative sign, whether you like art or not. Really use, it's about ingenuity, creative flow. So it's good when people, I don't care what business or industry you're in, be creative in what you're doing. Think outside of the box and do things differently in a more creative way. I mean, isn't that a beautiful thing? I mean, we need that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, dream, imagine, get into some dream work, write, because the creative time is now for the next full year. Really do that. It doesn't matter what industry or what you do. Just enjoy yourself, creative, imaginative, dreamy, and enjoy it because we deserve it. We've all gone through a lot. We can dream now and be creative.
I love that, and amen.
On a good note.
You are completely wonderful, my friend. Where can people find you online and find out all about what you do and your services? Let me have it.
Go to karmiclaw.com. And I do a free newsletter every month where I'm writing these things that we've talked about this evening. So go to karmiclaw.com, sign up for my newsletter. It's on there. And under my services page, I'm doing a special of what we talked about tonight, about where the dragon's head and tail is for you and how it's affecting you. It's $75 for 1 hour on a Zoom reading and a 10-page forecast. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. I'm excited. Okay. And you may feel free to astro stalk me all you want. Just send me the stuff, and I'm going to learn from you.
Okay.
Take care, my friend.
Sheena, and thank you so much.
My pleasure. Dr. Reverend Rhonda Shinley is here. What a joy to have her with me. If you want more information, SheenaMetalSpiritual.com. Everything is there. Go and find it. It's almost 100% updated. I'm getting there, and there's so much stuff for you to see and do. I'm going to be doing some free psychic readings right after this on Live Paranormal's video channel, facebook.com/TheLiveParanormal. Go look for me over there. So social media, stay in touch with me. Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, go and follow me all those places so you know when I'm going live, what's going on, and we're here every Tuesday at 5 o'clock. Doing Raising the Vibration every Wednesday at 5 o'clock, doing Haunted Playground on the Live Paranormal Radio channel. Check out our affiliates, including the amazing iHeartRadio.com. The show is at HauntedPlayground.com, LiveParanormal.com. I'm at SheenaMetalSpiritual.com. Till I see you next time, seek peace, live in love, lead with kindness, embrace unity, always raise your vibration. I love you all. See you next time. Stay spooky.